News from Bermondsey. Pot luck. Marijuana growers say cannabis planted along Thames could affect their harvest. Pot smokers who grow their own are spitting feathers over a campaign that's seen wild hemp planted in flower beds next to Tower Bridge. The self-sufficient crooks fear the plants will pollinate their own homegrown herb and ruin their illegal harvest. A group known as Feed the Birds planted the seeds around Westminster, Big Ben and along the riverside in protest at what it called ludicrous drug laws. The move, they claim, demonstrated that marijuana naturally flourishes in Britain and should therefore be legal. But cannabis plants reproduce by spreading their pollen on the wind, causing seeds to grow on the plant instead of the much-coveted buds used in the production of skunk. Users of a cannabis forum, uk420.com, said it was a really bad idea. One user, Hong Kong Bluey, said, "Some people just don't think things through. This would lead to the end of Sensimilla unless you lived miles away from these clowns or set up air filtration to stop hemp pollen getting into your room." A number of the hemp plants that were planted along the river have been ripped up, though it's not known if this was by home growers or the authorities. Finn Hemingway, a farmer and representative of Feed the Birds, explained his guerrilla gardening. "We've two primary objectives," said Finn, who's in his 20s. "We want to raise awareness for medicinal users who need cannabis to improve their quality of life. We also want to supply medicinal and recreational users with seeds so that they're no longer dependent on the black market dealers." Finn said, "The war on drugs is a catastrophic failure, and I think that cannabis growing openly in the streets of London emphasises how ludicrous our drug laws are. Putting a human in a prison cell for using a plant is a crime."